Today is September 7th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover new insights from Dr. David Sinclair on mitochondrial aging. Dr. Eric Berg's takes on tinnitus, statins and hormone-personalized fasting, and the ongoing conversation around the Lindsay Clancy case, which offers important clarity on postpartum psychosis warning signs. Before we get into any of that, here's the thing worth holding on to. Your body is not a mystery you're locked out of. You are allowed to ask questions, track patterns, and advocate for yourself in every single doctor's appointment. The information we're about to walk through isn't meant to replace your care team. It's meant to help you show up to that relationship as an informed partner. Let's start with energy, because it turns out that almost everything else this week traces back to it. Picture every cell in your body as having its own tiny power plant. That's essentially what your mitochondria are. On the Lifespan podcast, Dr. David Sinclair explained that as we age, these little power plants get less efficient. And here's the surprising part. When they struggle, they can actually leak bits of their own genetic material into your bloodstream. Your immune system, seeing this debris, sometimes mistakes it for an invading infection and mounts a low-grade alarm response, the kind of quiet, simmering inflammation that shows up on blood work as elevated CRP. The encouraging news is that supporting these power plants doesn't require anything exotic. Sinclair pointed to three well-established anchors: getting your body moving through both aerobic and resistance exercise, protecting your sleep, and getting real daylight on your skin and eyes in the morning. Compounds like curcumin, berberine, and resveratrol are being studied as what researchers call exercise mimetics, but Sinclair was clear that the fundamentals still come first. He also mentioned a Danish study of identical twins that found something reassuring. Even people with the exact same genetic starting point can age very differently depending on how they live. Your birth year is not your destiny. That same energy thread runs straight through Dr. Eric Berg's recent videos. Take tinnitus, that persistent ringing in the ears, Berg's hypothesis, and he's upfront that it's his own theory rather than settled science, is that the ringing may be your brainstem's way of compensating when the inner ear isn't getting enough fuel, often tied to low vitamin B1. He's honest that published research on this is mixed, so think of it less as an answer and more as a good question to bring to your provider. A similar energy story shows up with long-term statin use. The same liver pathway that statins block to lower cholesterol also happens to produce coenzyme Q10, a compound your heart and muscles lean on for their own cellular power. Berg references 12 human trials suggesting CoQ10 supplementation may ease statin-related muscle aches, though it's worth knowing that major cardiology guidelines don't officially endorse it yet. If you're on a statin and dealing with unexplained muscle soreness, that's a conversation starter, not a self-diagnosis. Now let's shift to sleep and your nervous system, because how you rest may be just as connected to healing as how your cells make energy. On the Mayo Clinic Sleep Medicine podcast, Dr. Panukola shared that more than 90% of people with PTSD experience some kind of sleep disruption, typically less deep sleep and more light sleep. Think of deep sleep as your brain's overnight filing system, sorting and processing difficult memories. When that system gets interrupted night after night, it may be harder for the brain to fully process trauma. A related idea surfaced on Chris Williamson's podcast, where, building on psychiatrist Paul Conti's work, grief was described as something that needs to be fully felt in order to be fully released. Distracting ourselves from hard emotions through busyness might feel protective in the moment, but it can end up stretching out the very distress we're trying to avoid. Personalization was its own theme this week, too. Berg's discussion of intermittent fasting for women emphasized syncing your fasting windows to your menstrual cycle rather than applying a one-size-fits-all approach. He described insulin as a kind of master switch that determines whether your body can access stored fat, and cautioned against long fasts during the luteal phase or high-stress stretches. He also gently corrected two common myths. Dopamine isn't really a pleasure chemical. It's more about wanting and anticipation. And serotonin isn't simply a happiness chemical either. The vast majority of it, somewhere around 90 to 95%, is actually made in your gut, supporting digestion more than mood. On a lighter note, a conversation on Dr. Sunil Dhan's channel highlighted two everyday heart-supportive foods: beets, whose natural nitrates convert into a compound that helps relax your blood vessels, and broccoli, rich in antioxidants. If you're on blood thinners like warfarin, just loop your provider in before loading up on vitamin K-rich vegetables. And on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast, there was a useful reframe for anyone tracking heart rate variability on a wearable. Think of it less like a single snapshot and more like a visual progress map. One low day doesn't mean much, but a sustained dip across several days is a more meaningful signal that your body is asking for recovery. Finally, an important safety note. The ongoing public conversation around the Lindsey Clancy case, covered across Chris Williamson's channel, The Rubin Report, and Jillian Michaels' podcast, has kept postpartum mental health in view, and clinicians across these discussions were consistent on one crucial point. Postpartum psychosis is not the same as postpartum depression or anxiety. It involves hallucinations, delusions, or disorganized thinking, and it is rare, serious, and requires urgent professional evaluation. Not a diagnosis made from headlines or social media. If you or someone you love is a new parent experiencing anything like this, or any thoughts of harming themselves or their baby, that is a psychiatric emergency, and it deserves immediate professional care. So here's your one simple, cost-free step for today. Step outside for a few minutes this morning, let natural daylight hit your eyes, and take a short walk if you're able. That single act supports your mitochondrial energy, helps anchor your sleep rhythm tonight, and costs nothing but a few minutes of your day. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.